各位弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
今天是大斋节的第一个星期。
It's the first Sunday of Lent.
从现在到受难节的一个月呢，我们都会思想在纪念耶稣为我们受难。
And from now to Good Friday for a month, we will be remembering the Lord's suffering for us.
今天呢，我负责主日的信息讲道。
So I'm responsible for this Sunday's pulpit message.
而不是站在这边翻译。
And not here to translate.
是因为上周呢，我翻译不好。
I don't know. Last week it didn't translate too well. Yeah.
所以教牧让我们一起跟他一起受难。
And so he has to suffer together with the pastors.
来体会这个讲道的准备是多么的困难。
And realize how difficult and how suffering it is to prepare for sermons.
Yeah. 今天我们呢，回到我们的这几年堂的这个使命，我们
讲到。So, let's return back to the mission statement of Jubilee Church.
我们讲到说，我们要成为一个圣灵充满的敬拜群体。
We want to be a spirit-filled worshiping community.
所以我把今天的这个讲道取名为一个打动耶稣的敬拜。
And so the theme for my sermon this morning is a worship that touches Jesus' heart.
我们今天所思想的经文呢，取自马太福音。
And the scripture today is Mark chapter 14.
14章3到9节。
Mark chapter 14 verses 3 to 9.
我以中文来读，然后你们有英文的就是看那个 PowerPoint。我们从第一节开始啊。过两天是逾越节，又是除酵日。祭司长和文士想法子怎么样用诡计来抓呢？追杀耶稣。他只是说当节日不可到第三节，耶稣在伯大尼大麻风西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一瓶极贵的真拿达香膏 okay, 打破玉瓶呢，把香膏浇在耶稣的头上。有几个人心中很不喜悦，说何必用这样昂贵的香膏呢？这香膏可以卖32银子，而且可以周济穷人。耶稣说：“由他吧，为什么你要为难这位女孩子呢？因为她在我身上做的是一件美事。因为常有穷人与你们同在，要行善呢，随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。所以她所做的是尽她所能的，是为我安葬的事，把我的香膏先浇在我身上。”我实在告诉你们，普天之下无论在什么地方传讲这福音，也要纪念这女人所做的事情。这是 马可福音14章3到9节。我们知道这个经文呢，你会发现在约翰和路加福音都有提到。
We realize that the same account is mentioned also in the Gospel of John and also in Luke.
在约翰福音呢，甚至有提到这样的一个事。
And in the Gospel of John, he mentioned this incident.
玛利亚就拿一斤极贵的香膏呢，抹在耶稣的脚。
And says that Mary took a perfume, very expensive perfume, and spread it on Jesus' feet.
用自己的头发去擦。
And then use her long hair to wipe his feet.
屋里就充满了这个膏的香气。
And the room was filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
你想能够用这样的方式去爱一个人呢？
To think that you could love a person in this manner.
你需要有很长的头发。
So you need a long hair.
所以我知道为什么在座姊妹那么多有长头发的。
So that's why many of you beautiful ladies have long hair.
可是呢，很可惜我的老婆只有短头发。
So Kat has short hair. Yeah.
所以我没有经验到这样子的爱。
So how to experience such love? Yeah.
还好我的 Kat 的中文名字叫做清香。
Yeah. Our cat smells good.
所以我还是有点补偿啊。
So some compensation there. Yeah.
Yeah.我们想这个这边提到玛利亚是谁呢？伯大尼的玛利亚是谁呢？
So who is Mary?
她是耶稣的好朋友。
She's a very good friend of Jesus.
当时是发生在一个西门的长大麻风西门的家。
And this incident took place in the home of Simon the leper.
我们知道这个如果长大麻风呢，应该没有人会受邀请来他家吃饭的。
If you were a leper, then nobody would come to your house.
大家都觉得说，这西门是让耶稣治好他以后呢， 来组织这样子一个晚餐。
So we think that this Simon the leper was because he was healed by Jesus, and therefore he invites people to come to his house.、
嗯、这事情是发展主耶稣钉十字架的一个星期前呢，所以一个星期后呢，主耶稣就钉十字架了。
And this event happened 1 week before Jesus was nailed to the cross.
啊，这时候他们在用餐的时候呢，忽然间呢，玛利亚就进来呢，就做这样子的一个事情来敬拜他。
And so at this moment they were having a meal, and suddenly Mary came in and did this thing.
所以呢，到底什么是敬拜呢
？So what is worship?
啊，其实字句上，其实说起敬拜呢，其实说起来是很简单。
To worship can be simply put.
但是研究起来呢，就非常的复杂。
But if you were to find out more about worship, it's not so simplistic.
就好像爱一样。
Just like love.
我们知道说小孩子就能够明白爱是什么东西。
Seems that children can understand love easily.
他们跌伤后呢，就马上跑到妈妈的怀中来哭。
When they fall down, they run to mom and they cry.
但是爱也是可以很复杂。
But love can be very complicated too.
如果你到卡拉 OK 唱这个流行歌曲的时候呢
？If you go to karaoke and sing the love songs，
你看到他们唱爱的唱到没完没了。
They keep singing and they keep I don't know， yeah。
啊，死去活来。
Yeah， sing and sing。
啊，然后呢，又写那么大的篇幅，不同的爱的故事。
And there are many many stories about love。
一回这个，一回那个。
Because of this or because of that man。
所以爱又是简单，又是复杂的。
So love is at one time simple but complicated。
所以同样的，我们来敬拜主，什么是敬拜主呢
？So to worship and worship God。
也是简单，但是又是复杂的。
On one hand is simple, on the other hand is complicated.
但是呢，我觉得说这边呢提到的敬拜有几个元素哈，敬拜给我们感觉的一个信息是这样子的。
So there are a few aspects in worship.
一个是俯伏。
First is to prostrate.
第二个就是赞美。
The second one is to praise.
一个是敬畏。
Fear.
所以一个是赞美，一个是敬畏，就是说我敬畏神。
So on one hand we praise God, on the other hand we fear God.
一个是忠心。
Devotion.
一个是服侍。
And service.
然后这边呢，我觉得说我比较喜欢的一个定义是由这个Warren Wiersbe 所提到的。
And I prefer this definition by Warren Wiersbe.
这个是英文的我觉得是比较贴切他是讲说 ，Worship is a believer's response to all that we are of mind, emotions, will.And body to all that God says, is, and does. 我企图把它翻为中文是这样子说啊，敬拜神就是用我们的身心灵对自己对神自己他所做和他所说的做出我们的回应。嗯，所以呢，来到这边的时候呢，我就说玛利亚是怎么样的一个敬拜神呢
？So how did Mary worship Jesus?
我们知道是说玛利亚其实在圣经里头呢有很多的篇幅是记载她的。
There are many passages that mention Mary in the Bible.
我们知道说玛利亚是个很谦卑的人呢。
She's someone who is humble.
他们花很多时间在基督的脚前。
And she's a woman described who spends much time at Jesus' feet.
我们路加福音呢我们知道说玛利亚和马大呢接耶稣来他的家的时候。
Gospel Luke, we heard about Mary and her siblings welcoming Jesus to their home.
当玛利亚呢去忙很多的时候事情马大忙很多事情的时候呢。
And her sister Martha was very busy.
玛利亚又坐在他耶稣的脚前听他讲道。
Yet Mary sat at the feet of Jesus and listened to him.
当时耶稣就对他有好感啊。
And Jesus was very and complimented her.
在约翰福音的时候呢，我们知道。
And in the Gospel of John,
我们知道玛利亚的弟弟呢，拉撒路就因为病死去了。
We read about Lazarus, Mary's brother, dying.
这样，玛利亚就再一次俯伏在耶稣的脚前。
And again, Mary fell at the feet of Jesus.
她说：“主啊，你若早在这里呢，我弟兄就不必死。
”And she said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died."
她又是在主的脚前。
So again, she was found at the feet of Jesus.
一个星期后呢，玛利亚也同心在主的脚前。
And one week later, Mary was again at the feet of Jesus.
这是她目睹也见证耶稣钉十字架，她在十字架痛哭流泪。
She was at the feet of Jesus when Jesus was nailed to the cross, and she was mourning and weeping.
你知道，玛利亚就是在她也帮忙耶稣安葬。
And she was the one who helped in the burial of Jesus.
我们知道一个敬拜神的人是常在主的脚前。
A person who worships God is always at his feet.
为什么玛利亚这样对主这样的投入呢
？Why was Mary so in love with Jesus?
因为她珍惜敬爱主。
Because to her, Jesus is very precious.
如果你不珍惜主的话呢，你是不可能来敬拜他。
Unless you see Jesus as precious, you cannot worship him.
所以我们这边提到，如果我们要敬拜主的话呢，我们这几方面呢，想跟大家分享。
So let me share with you, if Jesus is precious to you, then how would your worship be?
如果我们真是真实敬拜主的话呢，耶稣的话呢，这样我们应该敬拜第一，应该是有所准备的。
If Jesus is precious, then our worship will be, we will be prepared.
我们知道玛利亚不是单单的出席，一定叫 show up.
Yeah, so Mary did not just show up at the feast.
她是有备而来的。
She came prepared.
她早上来崇拜的时候呢，不是匆匆忙忙的。
When she came for worship, it wasn't in a hurry.
我们是担心到大概十点十分的时候呢，我们这一排是空着的。
I'm quite worried that 10 minutes before worship starts, then this side is empty.
还好我们一直到讲道前的时候就慢慢渐渐的填满了。
And then before the sermon starts, then it starts to fill up.
你觉得说这个是有准备的崇拜吗？
Is this a worship that we have come prepared?
我觉得说我们应该重新思考我们对崇拜的方式。
We can reconsider again how we should worship.
玛利亚是有备而来的。
Mary came prepared.
还有呢，一般这边的情况跟大堂情况差不多一样。
Similar situation between here and the main congregation.
前面的几排一般都是比较空散的。
Usually the first few rows are empty.
上次我在大堂讲道的时候呢。
And when I was at the main sanctuary.
我要求后面两排呢都摆到前面去。
I asked those seated at the back to come right forward.
因为如果神是珍惜的，这样我们应该靠近他。
Because if God is precious to you, you want to be near Him.
我记得说我那天呢，开在学校拿给我这个 K-pop 的这个 K-pop 的这个票。
So Chen Tan was given a K-pop ticket.
叫什么名啊？Miss A, Miss A.
I don't know, Miss A.
Miss A. 哇，我们那天呢还不算不还是准时到。
So we were punctual for the concert.
哇，前面中间那边全部都满了。
It was all filled to the front.
剩下的位置在旁边。
And for the latecomers, those seated at the side.
如果我们是珍惜 K-pop 的话
，If you're really not into K-pop,
我们是坐在前面的。
We will want to sit in front.
为什么？因为近靠近这个审判台。
As near as possible to the stage.
Yeah, 因为是靠近主嘛。
As near to the Lord as possible.
如果耶稣对我们来是一个珍惜的话呢
？If Jesus is precious to us,
这样我们这边位置是抢先都坐满的。
Then all these seated will be seated in the front.
So 我们想到说，我们不只说当天呢，我们这个崇拜，我们应该是做好准备的。
So not only do we come prepared for worship,
但是我们每天的生活也是应该是敬拜主的。
But daily our life should be in the worship of God.
因为我比较喜欢那个作者叫做 A.W. Tozer.
So I like this author called A.W. Tozer.
他说到如果你在星期一到星期六不敬拜主的话
，If you don't worship God from Monday through Saturday，
这样你在星期天也不敬拜主的。
Then on Sunday you can't worship Him，
因为不可能的。
It's not possible。
在我们一天每天周日的忙碌生活中呢
，In our busy lives Monday to Saturday，
有神有耶稣的影子在我们脑海中吗
？You should have Jesus' presence in us。
我们所做的决定
，All our decisions，
我们所要做的事情
，Everything that we do，
我们有没有问？
Do we ask?
如果我们是耶稣的话，我们会做什么
？Would we ask what would Jesus do in my shoes?
我们这本这个词是有一本书叫做 What Would Jesus Do 那本书，我提到的感受。
And so that is the phrase in the book. What would Jesus do?
这个是真实的情况，在这个美国的一个小镇。
And in a small town in America.
一个牧师开启这样的活，这样的一个一个 project.
Pastor initiated this project.
他说每个信徒呢，我们回去呢，每件事情我们都问。What would Jesus do?
And he reckons, he said, every believer should ask yourself every decision you make and says, what would Jesus do?
结果这样子，结果呢，整个镇呢的那个那个神的那个馨香味就膨胀起来了。
And this movement caused the fragrance of the Lord to be filled in the area.
好，如果我们是敬爱、珍惜耶稣的话
，If Jesus is precious to us,
这样子我们的敬爱是应该是专注在耶稣的头身上的。
Then our worship will be focused on Jesus.
我觉得说我们当玛利亚来到耶稣的时候呢
When Mary came to Jesus
你要想当时呢首先呢这个席位是没有女孩子的
Must you remember that in that those days there's not a seat for the ladies
and 她是女孩子呢她不管一切就走了进来
So as a female person she didn't care about anything and she just came in
走了进来还不要紧
and regardless of it
还拿了一个很贵的香膏呢，打破。
She took a very expensive bottle of perfume and broke it.
然后再用手法呢去膏这个耶稣。
And then use her hair to anoint Jesus' feet.
你想一下 ，What's happening?
Yeah. Can you imagine what's happening?
我觉得说，如果我们的敬拜呢是 我们是珍惜耶稣的话，叫我们敬拜是应该专注在耶稣身上的。
If our worship is precious, is Jesus precious to us, our worship will focus on Jesus.
我们不会整天想别人怎么看我。
We will not think very much about how would people look at us.
如果你想举手，你举手。
You want to raise your hand and worship, go ahead.
如果你想跳舞，你跳舞。
You want to dance, go ahead.
如果你静默的话，你静默。
If you want to worship in silence, do so.
我们应该是以我们的心灵诚实来敬拜主。
We worship God in spirit and truth.
啊，然后但是呢，有时候呢，我们在崇拜的时候呢，我们忘了。
But sometimes during the midst of worship, we forget.
我们把这个专注点呢放在我们的音乐。
We put a focus on the music.
我们把我们的放到我们的事工多不好多好不好。
Or on a lot of complaints about why this is no good or that ministry is no good.
我们主日学老师是这样子这样子。
This Sunday school teacher is like that and like that.
我们态度来到耶稣面前呢。
So our attitude when we come before Jesus.
不是说我们能做什么。
It's less about what we can do.
我们能够怎么更像你。
But more about what we can be like Jesus.
而是说耶稣，你可以给我什么？
Oftentimes we come and worship, we ask, oh, what can Jesus give to me?
我们呢在这个小组的有用一本书来彼此学习啦。
In my cell group, we cover a book.
他这边有提到这样的一个很有趣的事情。
And this book mentions this something interesting.
他说你们这边呢一般做一个调查，一般人呢比较喜欢养猫还是比较想养狗。
So they ask a question, how many of you here prefer cats and prefer dogs?
所以说比较喜欢养狗的举手。
Who prefers dogs, pet dogs?
OK, 放下来。讲养猫的呢
？Cats.
哦，very few. 两位哈。好，这边有一个，他有一个理由了哈。
There's a reason for that.
养狗呢，人家比较喜欢养狗，而且会对狗比较忠心嘛。因为他讲说，狗会说呢，你爱我。
Well, why do people prefer dogs? Because the dogs will say that you love me.
你喂我。
You feed me.
你给我一个提供一个屋子。
Shelter me.
你照顾我。
And you care for me.
那你是我的主。
Oh, you must be God.
Okay, 猫不同了。猫说。
But the cat is different. Cat says you love me.
你喂我。
Feed me.
你给我屋子。
Shelter me.
你照顾我。
Care for me.
所以我才是主。
I must be God.
我想我们来到这边的时候呢，谁是主，我们要弄清楚。
So when we come here, you got to be sure, no? Who is God?
Yeah. 第三呢，如果我们呢是敬爱、珍惜耶稣的话呢，我们的敬拜应该是牺牲的。
Number three, if Jesus is precious, then our worship is sacrificial.
我们看到这个玛利亚这个的爱呢，它是一个过度的一个。
We see that, yes, Mary's love is lavish.
她是情不自禁的。
She couldn't help herself.
连那么贵的这个香膏都是拿来打破来敬拜神。
Such an expensive perfume, and she broke it for the Lord.
我们这个香膏他们叫做 spikenard 呢。
This is spikenard.
其实它是从这个沙地阿拉伯或者印度那边拿取来的，这个原料是这个他们的一种树的根来做的。
So it came from India, a kind of root.
它是非常昂贵的香膏。
It's a very expensive perfume.
是王帝呢和王室家族呢。
And used for the royal family.
或者在安葬的时候用的。
Or during burial.
因为它的那个香味呢，能够持续不断。
Because the fragrance will sustain.
我们知道说，他花了这个香膏当时的价值是32银子。
And she spent about 30 over, I don't know, denarii, yeah, 300 denarii.
就是一年，当时圣经说是一年的工资啊。
It's、equivalent to 1 year's wages.
我们打一个比方，就是说我们的这个工资呢，如果平均是说一个月3000块的，打个比方来说。
Just an example, if your monthly salary is 3,000 Sing dollars.
这样一年呢就是40,000块。
One year annual will be 40,000.
你可能买一个40,000块买一个香水呢。
So you buy a perfume for $40,000?
打破了抹在耶稣身上。
You break it and you don't put it on Jesus' body.
我想这个是一个过度的情不自禁的爱。
It's very lavish kind of love.
我觉得说我去查一下这个世界上比较最贵的，我相信最贵的香水是这个 Imperial 什么东西啊。
So Chen Han has done a research, and this is the most expensive perfume.
他的那个瓶子还有钻石的，假的钻石。
Wow, so expensive because the bottle has a diamond on it.
这个差不多才3,000块新币。
And even for that, it's only about $3,000.
所以呢，我觉得说这个玛利亚的爱是这样子的过度的。
And so Mary's love, 40,000 over.
它是一个摆上的。
It's a fully totally given up to the Lord.
是一个牺牲的。
It's a sacrificial kind of love.
但是今天呢，我们 肉体耶稣不在我们这边的。
And today Jesus is not physically present with us.
但是我们怎么样子这样子去爱他呢？
Now how do we love Jesus?
啊，我们也没有办法把香膏抹在他身上。
We can't put perfume on someone we can't see.
但是在这个时候呢，我们敬拜又是怎么样子的牺牲？
How can then our worship be sacrificial?
这边有几方面跟大家探讨一下。
So let me mention a few for you to consider.
首先呢，我们有金钱吧。
Firstly, your money.
我们金钱上必须有些牺牲。
We need to sacrifice our wallet.
在你众多的要求里面，要花钱的地方呢，有多少的百分比呢是做来奉献而用？
There are many things that require money, and how much is come from for your offering?
更重要的是时间。
And secondly, time.
时间是一种牺牲。
Time is a sacrifice too.
如果你爱一个人的话，你就会花时间。
If you love someone, you will spend time with him.
如果你爱耶稣的话，你也会花时间。
If you love Jesus, you will spend time with him.
基本上呢，星期日崇拜你必须在。
Basically, on Sunday, you have to be here.
然后基本上在小组的时间呢，聚会时间，你要去那边去彼此的扶持你的弟兄姊妹。
Basically, you need to be present at your cell group to edify and help your brothers and sisters.
我们有的是最贵的就是时间，我们怎么样子做出牺牲
？The best thing we have is our time, and how do we sacrifice our time?
爱也就是牺牲。
To love is to spend time.
还有才华呢，我们的 talent。
And thirdly, your talent.
我们的才华有些是搞财政的。
Some are very good in finance.
有些是搞管理的。
Some are very good in management.
有些搞艺术的。
Some in art.
有个唱歌的。
Singing.
各方面的，我们有没有把我们最好的贡献出来
？And so, did we give our best talent for God?
我知道在座的很多姐妹都参与侍奉。
I know that everyone here is involved in serving.
这些都是你们的牺牲。
And that is your sacrifice.
感谢主。
So praise the Lord.
不过最重要的牺牲就是说，我们在耶稣的时候呢。我们是要有付出的。
But the most important is to sacrifice is that you have given out.
但是不是一个牺牲崇拜是怎么样子的呢
？What on in retrospect, if a worship is not sacrificial, how would it look like?
对我来说，在崇拜的时候呢
，Then in the midst of worship,
你是如果你把手臂遮起来
，If you put your arms and you cross it,
在唱诗的时候呢，你的金口不开
，And during worship time, you do not open your mouth.
什么都不参与
and you don't involve in anything.
然后摆出一种不耐烦的样子
and you put on this I'm really impatient look.
这个叫崇拜
and you call that worship.
我不知道什么叫崇拜
then I really don't know what is true worship.
好，第四点呢，就是说，如果我们是爱惜、珍惜耶稣的话呢，我们的敬拜应该是被神赞赏的
and the fourth one, if Jesus is precious, then our worship will be commended by Him.
难道这不是最重要的吗
？Is this not the most important thing?
到最后的时候呢，神喜悦我们的。
At the end of it, that's what we crave for, that Jesus delights in us.
在这个经文里面，我们看到，玛利亚这样的动作呢，玛利亚这样动作不但没有感动其他人呢。
And we see that this acts of Mary, it did not move other people.
反倒是有一些人，尤其是这个犹大。
Rather, some people were unhappy with her, like Judah.
他说，哇，你不是浪费吗
？And he said, wasn't this a waste?
这些东西还可以去周济穷人。
These things can be sold, and the money used to help the poor.
这个叫做假冒为善。
And this is hypocrisy.
我们有没有想过呢？在我们崇拜的时候呢，耶稣是怎么样看我们崇拜
？Have you ever wondered during worship how would Jesus look at you?
当我们来到耶稣面前的时候呢，有一天我们来到耶稣面前的时候呢
，When we come before Jesus one day,
他对我们的崇拜是怎么样的一个评价
？How is he going to comment on our worship of him?
我觉得说这个这个是犹大的这个崇拜方式呢，是我们的一个警告。
And so this value system of Judah on worship is a warning to us.
你知道这个情况呢，再过几天呢
？A few days later.
就是他就出卖耶稣。
Judah will betray Jesus.
他得到钱还不到这个香膏的三分之一。
And he took some money, but the money was less than one third of this perfume.
我们这边也给我们一个提高，如果我们没有及时去敬拜耶稣的话
，And if we are not urgent enough to worship God in time.
而且我们是这样子的做被赞赏 的敬拜的话呢
，And commended by Him for our worship.
我们也同样是浪费机会的。
Similarly, we are wasting our opportunities.
而这样，耶稣这边呢，给一个玛利亚有这样子的这样高的一个评价。
And Jesus highly commended Mary.
多少人有这样评价？他讲到，我实在告诉你们呢，普天之下，无论在什么地方呢，传者福音呢。要诉说的这女子所行所为。
And this is such a high comment. Jesus says, "Truly, I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will be told in memory of her."
我们今天的崇拜，我们的生活。
What about our life today? Our worship today?
我们呢，到神面前的时候呢
？When we come before God one day,
神会不会这样子的表扬我们
？Will Jesus commend us like this?
啊，说实在的，两千年后呢
？And 2,000 years later，
啊，耶稣所说的都一切都实现了。
Everything that Jesus has spoken is fulfilled。
每个人基督徒呢都知道这样的一个动人的故事。
And every believer knows this story of Mary。
而且耶稣说，他羔是为我安葬做好准备。
And Jesus says what she has done is to prepare me for my burial。
我在想，啊，这个昂贵的香膏，它的香味是不是继续留在耶稣的身上呢
？I was thinking will that fragrance of the perfume continue to remain in Jesus' body？
继续留在他身体呢，帮他度过这来临这一星期最痛苦的时辰。
Will it remain with him and to be with him and help him overcome or go through that most painful period of his life？
在他过最后的晚餐的时候
，during the last supper that he went through，
这个香味他有没有闻到
？Will he smell this fragrance？
在彼得三次不认他的时候呢，他这香味他有没有闻到
？When Peter betrayed him three times， would he smell this fragrance？
在克西马尼园，他流泪痛哭汗如雨下学校的时候
，and at the garden at the garden of Gethsemane, when he was weeping, would he have this fragrance?
他向父神说：“父啊，如果你可以的话，你把这个杯子拿掉的时候。
”When he told the father, "Father, if you will, take this cup away from me."
那时候这个香味，他是不是继续的被他闻到
？Would this fragrance continue to linger around?
当他扛着十字架呢，百般的刚扛上加略山的时候
，and then when he was bearing the cross and walking up the mountain,
玛利亚的香膏的味道呢，还是不在他身上
？Would the fragrance continue to linger around?
我相信是的。
I believe so.
因为香膏一直都在同在。
It was always present with Jesus.
玛利亚这样的祝福继续与他同在。
And Mary's blessing continued to be with Jesus.
所以我们知道说，一个真心爱主的人。
And we know that one who loves the Lord dearly.
他的崇拜方式可能是被人批评的。
Her worship style may be criticized by others.
是被人误解的。
Or misunderstood.
但是他却祝福了耶稣这样。
Yet she has blessed the Lord.
尤其在耶稣在最后一个星期最困难的时候
，especially in the last week and the most difficult period of Jesus' life，
最痛苦的时候呢
，the most painful，
他想到有这个香味，还有人爱着我
，and Jesus remembered this fragrance and said someone loved me。
所以让我们今天的崇拜
，and so this led our worship today，
像我们的生活
，our lives，
就像玛利亚一般
，just like Mary，
我们有做好准备
，let's be prepared。
我们专注在耶稣身上。
Let's be focused.
我们是做出牺牲的。
Let's be sacrificial.
最后，我们这样的崇拜。
And finally, our worship.
我们的这样的生活。
Our lives.
是被神赞赏的。
Will be commended by the Lord.
被神喜悦的。
Will be favored and delighted by the Lord. God bless you.